Girls on the Run, after Henry Gardner. One, a great plane flew across the sun,
and the girls ran along the ground.
The sun shone on Mr. McMaster's face. It was green, like an elephant's.
Let's get out of here, Judy said.
They're getting closer. I can't stand it.
But you know, our fashions are unfashionable.
Only briefly. Then they go out.
And stay that way for a long time. Then they come back
for a while. Then in maybe a million years, they go out of fashion.
And stay there.
Lore and Tidbit agree.
With the proviso that after that, everyone would become fashion.
Again for a few hours. Write it now, Tidbit said.
Before they get back. And quivering, I took the pen. Drink the beautiful tea.
Before you slop sewage over the horizon.
Okay, it's calm now. But it wasn't 2 minutes ago. What do you want me to do, said Henry?
I am no longer your sir. And if I was, I wouldn't do your bidding. That is enough, sir.
You think you can lord it over every last dish of oat
on this planet, Henry said. But wait till my ambition
comes a crop, or whatever that means, reverses a feather bloom, and burns on the shore. Then the kitty's dancing sideways.
Declared as a treat, and the ice cream nodes slurp their
inside, in the twilight nest of evening,
something was coming undone. Dimples could feel it, surging over her shoulder like a wave of energy. And then
it was gone. No one could have seen it ever saw.
And so Dimples took off for the city, which was near in person.
There, with her sister Larissa, she planned the big blue boat
that future generations will live in and thank us for. It twitched.
And its steely moorings and seemed to say, live like life with me.
Let the birds watch over them, Laura said. For what use are earmuffs
in a snowstorm, except to call attention to distant tops
who have strayed, and now the big mother warns them.
Accepts them for the nervous predicates they are. Far from the beach fiends
howling, their adventure nurses itself back
to something like hell. On the fifth day, it takes a little blanc mange
and stands up, only to fall back into a hammock.
I told you it was coming, cried Dimples. But look out!
Another big one is on the way.
And they all ran and got out, and that was that for that day.
Two. Hungeringly, Tidbit approached the crone who held the bowl.
Drank nothing. It had good things about it.
Now, pretty as a moment,
Tidbit's house code sniffed the undecipherable,
the unknowable past. They were anxious
to get back to work. Diane was looking relaxed.
Then, some said, he'd say.
It was the afternoon backing up again, connected
with dreams, looking for garbage to pick a fight with.
My goodness! Do you suppose his blowholes?
Sometime later, they returned with Pete and the others.
He, all excited, certain he had spotted a fuse this time.
Rags, the mud, licked and yelped. Oh, get down.
But Rags seemed to be onto something. And if they come
through the alfalfa this time, we'll have a nice idea
of where they are, of who these men are, if they have raved.
The abandoned silo, no one will be wiser. Look, their pastel
tents and flags made from the same substance, waving the oar.
I've got to get an angle on this, a firm tack of some kind.
Willingly, the flood washed over the day.
And so much that was complicated from the past.
A tiny, doggy door, rags had made with a T-square,
surplus sequence.
And if they don't want to play,
according to our rules, what then? Why then?
We'll come up with something, like the sink drain.
Anyway, this is all just an excuse for you to leave your post.
Toying with anagrams while the real message
is being written in the stars. To go ahead.
It says of being watchful for scouts
in the corn shops. This close to Halloween, there are lots of little bumps.
Around in tea cozies to shroud them. Beware one last time.
But as the spirit of going is to go, I can't.
Control you, advise you much longer.
Just keep on persevering. And then they'll know what we have done matters most to us.
With that, the Styx uprooted the tent.
A thousand passions came unleashed.
But fortunately for the girls, none of them were around to witness.
They were off in a cage with the canaries.
Now,
when it came time to vote for who the deed was done
by, the others mattered too. It was just their hot luck.
Oh well, Laura, we were going to close down that shaft.
Anyway, and the subway came close. It was Mother and her bearings.
Playthings again, torn between the impossible alternatives of existing
and saying no to menace. To everyone's surprise, the bus stopped.
Our stalwart and band of angels got on it and were taken for a ride.
Into the next chapter, a dim place of curlicues and bas reliefs.
If I had a handle, Laura thought.
Three. Out in Michigan, or was it Minnesota?
No,
time had stopped
to see what it could see, which wasn't much. A recent hooligan scare had lighted the landscape.
Lowering the temperature by several degrees, having
to pee ruins my crinoline relentlessly,
because it comes only ecstatic.
But the wounded cow knew otherwise.
She was at least 60.
Had many skins covering her own regal one. So then they all cried.
At sea, the lawnmower is emitting sparks again.
What doesn't know how many, or how much faster it will have to go.
To meet us at the Denizens by 6 o'clock, we'd have been better.
Off, letting the prisoners stage their own war. Now I don't know
so much, and with Aunt Jenny at my side, we could release
a few more bombs and not know.
Everywhere is the tangled schist.
Someone was living, it seemed to say. This is my doing.
Whoever shall come afterward is a delusion. And I went
the corner to say, well, it sure looks like an improvement. Hey,
why don't you tie your shoes and then your bonnet will be picture perfect?
No, only getting away.
Has any value to her? A stone's throw is better than a mile.
Since one won't have to be up again much later on this road.
Saves time. How often did you let your mother say?
How did you get your Sundays packed away? And yet it's always treasonable
to be in the middle.
Hmm,
there are objections to that.
Just as I thought, this might help. Yes, but the color
of this paint is too fabulous. I'd ask for something fragmented.
Like sea spray. In that case, we cannot be of service to you. Farewell.
Now I have walked the terrible byways for what seemed like too long.
Now, another was following, insensibly.
Would there be foodstuffs on the steps? How did that ladder point into nowhere?
Shuffle, you miser. Just so, Shuffle said.
I don't want to be around when the day erupts.
Into centuries of environment privilege, and cisterns tumble down
the side of the slope, and all has gone more or less naturally into hell.
To which Dimples replied, why not? Why not just give yourself one time
to the floods of human resources that are our day?
Because I don't want to live like an animal that lopes who micromanage
our territory, that's all. Oh, who do you mean? Why, the Redfern Zebras.
Shuffle said. That people thinks is the cutest damn things in town.
Until the victory bonfire on the square. And then there's more racing
and chasing than you can make adventures from that.
And it'll have muddled you over by the time the war is crested.
He sat eating a cheese sandwich, wondering if it would be his last.
Fiddled and sank away.
And as far as the wires
could stretch into the inevitable jerk kingdom of the little girl,
crawled on her hands and feet. That was no jack-in-the-box
back there. That was the real thing.
Yes, Stuart Hoffnagel, they came to you. They'd expected big things.
Of you back in Arkadelphia, and now you are a sour loner like anybody.
Old town, you seem to remember otherwise.
That was you back in Arkadelphia, wasn't it? So we all came and were glad.
That was all a fine day for us. Happiness that we loved you so much.
Phony energy, because we were happy.
Yet the town held back, rinsing her skirts
in the dour brook that fled the song just before 4 o'clock.
None of us slaves knew any different, having been nursed into solitude the night before last.
Certainly, if someone knocks on the open door,
we will be pleasant and look after the stranger just as if he were one of our own.
That's the way we were made. We can't help it. Conversely,
if a friend of truths is sneaking into this plan of ours,
we shall deny all knowledge of him. It happens this way in the wilderness.
Plus, the pot is full of old oddments. The rhubarb stains on Peggy's frock.
Almost, but not quite, matches rickrack
tape. That's where the human aspect comes in.
Some were born to play with,
To think constantly about it with an eye.
Not much more to the future, and what its executives might have in store.
We are easily intimidated,
and yet we are always frightened.
Frightened that this will come to pass.
And we all unable to do anything about it in case it ever does.
So we appeal to you, son, on this broad day.
You were ever at home late in times of great churning and fatigue.
You make us forget how serious we are.
And we dance in the lightning of your rhythm, like demented souls.
Your hospital is free.
If only when the horse crawls up your back, you had known to make more of it.
But the climate is military, and yet one can't see too far ahead.
Better a storehouse of pearls than this battered shoe
of wood, yet it can cause everything to take place and change for you.
Four. Dearest, we had waited for this star.
The marriage couldn't take place without it. Alas.
Drags its lonely way up to the end of a porcupine quill. Expires.
And have you heard anything? I mean, it's breathing just outdoors.
And then inside, it's just swallowed and quiet.
Nothing more. I have a bowl of cherry syrup.
These halls, when the rush of spring is echoing far ahead,
collapse into tenor. Their day will seem.
Since the dawn of history, one can walk across them, and time suddenly
seems funny, stops, is dead or mute, and prisoners come begging
for a primrose or a shaft of sunlight, and the all-seeing sees them,
and averts his gaze until tomorrow. Thus, our doom, ringing with half-realized fantasies,
is a promise of a new beginning on another continent.
Only, we must get out of here. A man stands by a cactus, counting.
The flecks of rage as they pass by, and you are in another suit.
A dapper salesman today. And the volume of the shooting gallery
vies with the welter of jarred complacencies, multiple over time
if time wishes. Lacrimoso, our sport is behind us.
Lacrimoso, we can't get anything done.
Lacrimoso, the bear has gone after the honey.
Lacrimoso, the honey drips incessantly in
the bough of a tree.
Worse. It was traditional to feel this way.
Five. Just as a good pianist will adjust the piano stool
before his recital by turning the knobs on either side of it
until he feels he is at a proper distance from the keyboard,
so did our friends plan their day. Sometimes, after a leisurely breakfast,
they would get to work immediately, cutting, gluing, stitching,
as the model came entrancingly into view. Other days, it was more of a pain,
or more elaborate. Persnickety Peggy was frequently at the heart of things.
Her strength often an inspiration to the others, though offset by her tendency to brawl
and generally make a nuisance of herself. The other girls took this in stride, though.
Little by little, the house was rising,
where only sky had hung before, and it seemed like good news.
A good birth. That was before Tommy took over
and ruined everything. But I am getting ahead of my story.
Sometimes to wake up in the morning was enough. They began feeling better.
Lecture plans were discussed in a gleaming white envelope, shocking in purity.
As the dawn would be sealed by two or three of them. There.
That's better, no one would say. And that's how they got down to business.
On rainy days, they would stay indoors,
watching the chase of drops on the pane, realizing a little half regularly.
How it would be impossible to ever go outside. Moss drips on moss.
The more interesting smelling exhibits have been packed away.
Or was there a terminus, sadly, deep underground? This only children can know,
and some adults who have turned this deep corner into childhood.
Plums are ripening.
The picture of sangria darkens and deepens. So it was ever this way,
until it was past time to become normal. Tell it to the neuter pets.
That day. Already the verandas are awash with trouble and color. The darts seldom miss their mark.
Heidi and Peter dissolve in the crystal furnace.
Something says it's too late to change. Now better to let it come forward.
Then we will see what it is made of.
To have a son back there.
But the unthinkable is common knowledge. We must let down a ladder
so the others may attach their bows to it. And in that way, we shall be safe.
Only I think we're... it's all coming nearer.
6, November 7. Returned again to the exhibition, how strange it is that when we
least imagine we are enjoying ourselves, a shaft of reason will be dazzled.
Us, that is up to us, or at any rate then, to take ourselves out of the
muddle and so doing turn up all again on the shore, impeached by a
sigh, so that the whole balcony of spectators goes whizzing past out of
control on a collision course with destiny and the bridesmaids sobbing.
Of course, he listened, then whistled, and nobody answered. At least it
seemed nobody did. The silence was so intense, there might have been a
sound moving around in it, but we knew nothing of that. Then we came
to. The pictures are so nice on the walls, it seems one might destroy
something might be even looking at them. The tendency is to ignore by walking
around the partition into a small cramped space that is flooded with
daylight. And what if we are asked for another spoonful? Look, it's down.
There, down at the bottom of the well. And we are no wiser for it, if
anybody asks. Which they don't. By common consent,
including ours, we are ignored and given the cold shoulder to. Okay, so it's
all until another day, and we can see quite clearly into the needle whose thread is
waving slowly back and forth like a caterpillar accomplishing its end.
So may it be until the end that is eternity.
The thread ended up on the floor.
Where'd threads go?
It became a permanent thing, like silver.
Every time you
polish
it, a little
bit goes away. Such a lot of going around and doing.
Sometimes they were in sordid sexual situations.
And others, a smidgen of fun,
not truly on our list. Which exists in Trinidad, anyway. Its value to us is incommensurate.
With, let's say, the concept of duration, which kills.
Surely is a serpent in my
hiding from this star. Our friends' books began to feel useless. For once, you have learned the language. What is there to do but forget it?
An illustration changes us.
These were cloisters, they stayed
with us that winter and went on a while.
Soon they were back. It was partially time to go out in the opening.
Some enjoyed it.
Then, if they go through,
the blue rabbit keeps going to mind. There was no going back.
Now, though, some did go back. Those who did
didn't get very far. The others came out a little ahead.
I think I'm not sure.
Look, this is what I am, what I'm made of.
Am I then to usurp the rose?
That blows on time's pediment, wrapping all wisps in a kind of bundle.
Beckon, the sign said it was 3 miles. In the lane, the parsons,
ambulance, Chester, old pickpockets. We're in for a shock.
When the fox returns smiling, fanning his great tail in the comet.
In the game of stealing the peas in it, here on the other side, we are in sync.
Their bowls of muesli crooning to the silent bats of evening, and then they were let out.
To smoke a cigarette in the meadow. No one knew how many.
In the evening news, and by then the sea cows were weary.
They taxed themselves out of existence, a raft capsized.
And then they opined the day was bright with promise, though shut off
from what really happened. It was time to think of
this was that day's turning.
Finally, when Angela could retrieve her moorings, they sent the tide out.
But it came back the next day. Increasingly bizarre.
Bunny and Philip weren't sure they wanted to see more. But you was.
Angela urged, reading a little faster. And they all wanted to know why it goes on.
All the time. And the preacher answered it was due to bats in the silos. Oh.
I thought you wanted to know, Philip said. We do, but other than you there are two.
Take the plunge, Philip volunteered. He was always a great worker.
Now it was this side of sunset again. Nobody knew which was in peril, the stone or its corset.
After which the elm buds chanced a summer intrusion.
And all the nicky beer was almost gone.
someone who is going to take it outside. But it's raining, someone wrote.
Why can't we stay inside at school?
Yes, but the quitter must go out into the bogs. It's time for the badgers to nest.
And who is that coming on the hill this time? It's
Spider-Man, Angela suggested.
But as for leaving you all without a tale to tell, I would be daft.
Nay, derelict, not to insist on where the others have gone. Isn't there a place?
If you stop, then we'll all know when we come to it.
Yes, there is, she said. We'll just all have to back down
into the gloom and bait our hooks with peanut butter.
Which is what they did.
All aboard. There's one thing I hate, it's loner.
Uncle Philip said, for someone who's beside himself. Please, Uncle.
Can't we go out today? Aw, shut up, Philip said. Now there were two bald uncles.
If it's playing, why not? If it's just play over and around.
Then I don't see why you need to, and indeed shall expend every effort
to see what you don't. But if the mirror...
And in a little while, the mirror reflected all of them
back at each other. This was exceptional. Those getting up to leave were stayed
in their rubber boots, and those arriving were perplexed and pleasured.
From a distant patch of lung, the specks started arriving,
bigger with each poking gasp. Why doesn't the foreman go, someone wondered. It's
part of his job description, and the others can go anyway if they want to. So all
got to be sensitized, and in the large gap of rooting and starvation,
some of the center heads got hung with a passing football,
and were mortified into a decision. Some shoveled in.
There's no more room for today, and you can go. I said you can go.
You can go.
And he took himself on his two legs.
Under frozen mounds of yak butter, the graffiti have their day and are elaborate.
Some say, nobody wants to go there. Yes, she said, we will swim.
There if necessary. Your rose come home on holiday and take us.
And do with us what we will. Just as I thought, I found a solution.
To this and other present error, the knitting needles collapsed.
But we steered the car carefully, permanently,
toward them, and they too were saved. Hey!
We put it all aside for a rainy day, and this is one, and this is just superior.
And the dream would be over. Not so fast, and the gum
trees are loud. The stealth of the horizon
nears us. That cat is asleep, and who shall take the dinner pail out?
That will be all okay. And two strokes to his gun, and they came to cancel
the signature so that everything was as it had been before. The militia capsized
and died from eating a certain kind of mold. Now the century wanes.
Nine. And now everyone must sleep.
The kitties are silent for a while.
And yes, singly or in pairs.
Immutably. Rev up the old feather. We'll be disparate for a time.
And then we'll see. The mice will see. Why all the fuss?
You know, you came here just for this. This kiss on the face, the dog said.
Where are you starting to go?
What if someone else on the other side of the world
told you this? Would you fall off? Would I?
That's why they said stand clear.
To never do yourself favors enough in the road scene.
In which man never puts himself. I see,
someone said. Does it matter about being alone? No, it's important.
But not that important. I see, this person said. But then what if I am...
You are like a policeman, said. You brought a sandwich down the street.
And placed it on the curb. It was so nice. We didn't expect the birches.
To explode just then, the sound traveled over the neighboring hills.
It's the hole.
Again, I said. Every time I forget something, whenever anything is in motion.
Again, this happens, and I am not prepared for it. I'm plumb scared.
Your dress will be as mourning to the cows,
she said, and he did, and it was.
By and by, Alan told us of a scheme.
And it all seemed as if it had never been.
But it would have. We'd know that. And even after, as adults.
Wandering the velveteen streets, we'd come upon someone who would have known someone.
It wasn't all there. And we'd be back to scare everyone in
the wild. Emotions of tremors would have been discovered. A word.
An issue from a crack in the pavement. And it was up to Jane and the detective to decide.
Whether they'd heard it. If they hadn't, fine.
Otherwise, it's down to the station.
To sort everything out in the middle of the night. And not Jane and the Church of Time.
Either. Drunks passed back and forth. Jane
was titillated, but squeamish. She thought of asking Cupid.
Arguing that no two people can take love into their own hands.
Oh, excuse me. Bye-bye.
Out of here. No, said Jane. You don't...
You don't understand. He means to be nice. He's a sheep, really. Yes, but I don't see...
How that affects me, anyway. I'm not interested. Oh, please. You must be.
She agitated just for a little while as we perched.
On this twig, that must be the end of the world for us. Jolly good.
Why?
Passing over my head. I could see clear up the mizzen, if that counts.
Anymore, Your Honor. I just want to say I respect
all what is good, and don't come here anymore. I won't. That is good.
Well, take her off and be back promptly. Don't.
Answer the telephone until dawn. Supposing they come and...
I want to ask you, and we are gone, or in the middle of something. That's okay, but don't...
I'm no expert, but I see a problem here.
The fisheries have come undone as the headlong race to the pole
has made alarmingly evident. All I say, I can speak only for myself.
But as soon as I got here, the rules became different.
They didn't apply to me anymore, or anyone else except a distant light.
Almost invisible in its litter. So how was
I to know who to stand up to, when to turn abrasive? When all things nestled.
All hearts were charming, and it was good to be natural and sincere.
True,
we had much to worry about.
Other things to think about, but when has mankind had the leisure
to distract himself from these and other unassailable syllogisms?
So the truth just washed up on the shore.
A bundle of nerves, not resembling much of anything.
We care to remember. Was polite, stoical.
And anything else to deflect attention from its seething ambiguity.
It was time to come back, back into the flower-bedecked house.
A stunning moment of certainty survived.
Briefly, then it too was washed away in the rising flood.
Tortured, unambitious.
School was over.
Not just for that day, but forever, and for seasons to come.
The reason was that truth was just average.
On the iniquity scale, and nobody wanted to get involved.
10. Often a strange
desire. You hear me.
You hear me.
We can hear you.
You make my period round.
You are the center of the universe.
A tuber tying events.
We were all passing the fumes.
Green sky explains. More tomorrow.
Under whatever sun they send up.
To be worshipped.
And by.
Glee from head to toe.
It will not do.
It's time I do.
We have to have some.
We were too late.
Some of us got up to go.
Others stayed behind.
In what position one wants to?
Larry Sue said bye-bye.
The sets of vigorous twins left by the walkway.
This is a nice place for you.
Then it all comes to nothing with walking.
Have you a care where we're walking?
Often a strange desire.
Needless cats and near greatness.
But you all left stone standing. There are no more heaters, understandably.
A pipe is needed. Pleasant moments.
Heaven knows the place of our desires.
It is here, somewhere. Over there.
Or under this.
You must add up as many to the total.
As is possible. To the passing fine day.
Or add up the rudiments of
music. I too, a cruel one, I gave some
of my substance to the wind.
And then it returned, and I came ashore.
I am overly satisfied with the present day of your sin.
Are you Pam's nursery arrangement?
No, four of them insisted. Count the dogs. Count the dogs.
Count the dogs as furniture.
Yes, otherwise there will be no chairs.
No warrant out for his arrest. I see no
other way. I came down the stairs in darkness.
To what is here?
In darkness we live sensibly, perhaps satisfied too much.
But when daylight wanes, we take aim.
At a larger quadrant, there are people in the store.
There is a sale of fine foods and beaded hair products.
So notice this gun has been withdrawn altogether from China.
He was infinitely dark.
But at a point leaving for the sun state, it is hard not to get off.
Not to leave this train that takes us with it as long as we want it to go.
Next, the decorations are blue.
He took a couple of puffs.
Plastic star removal continues.
Our reporter took an immigration ride. The dangerous
land
seems
to be
by all.
Accounts, something was obtuse.
You must have spent half on vegetables. The fertilizer crop was good.
Old Mr. Jenkins liked to play around with himself in that way.
Place last to
be there, I had recognized.
Do you like clams, Emily? No, not raw. Steamed.
Those look softer. I still like them.
Instead of flooding the huge area with all these big hair products.
Rubber.
They were so impatient.
After I jiggled it back and forth, the finish started coming off in my hand.
Oh, it's a song. Something to sing.
In my head, you sang under
the vanilla tree.
Where breasts are stacked loosely.
Why should American tourists interrogate the town?
The justices file and file and brief their file.
Soon it is time to go to bed for dinner.
The obelisk hobbled over. Do you know which way?
Such tall spruces and so many of them.
I had foreseen everything but this.
In the place of spruces, whether they be right
or not.
Yes, I try not to think.
It is a nursery ditty, great, gay.
It seems to say,
how much longer will I spruces beyond?
How many more years of availability?
Wisely, the spruces contented themselves with rustling.
It was just like a kitchen with the blue gas burning.
The special flame, all spruces.
So all grew. The tainted fir trees
fell over and were no more.
All of it.
We can see enough on this side to convince us of the merit of that other.
But if a tank wishes to convince us, we cannot contradict that.
So all grew, more and more, into the power of empowerment,
and all were pursued by what happened this time.
So as not to be puzzled by what happened next on the long pier.
Some were cold, some were near, some were clear.
Some were like lighthouses, out of which startled boats flew.
To change something in the color, environment, or sky.
You are retracing your steps.
Some of them were having kittens that night.
It changed something for everybody.
And not enough to come out on top. Oh well.
The seer said my peace is here.
I shall dispose of myself as I will.
and I shall not come back.
And no one will notice, not ever, not even the dimpled sun.
Come up short in good time.
I shall return, for I have other things to do, other fish to fry.
But he said, in the meantime, it will look as though I'm not coming back.
They are bringing something back to the deck
with me. You see, I should never have gone away.
The seer remarked, now I cannot ever.
It seemed as though the channel were about to break off the old man of the mountain.
The holidays mystify me. I cannot grow.
As long as that path undulates in front of me.
And that crop undulates deep out of
me. Within the radius of this embroidery frame forever and ever.
Where pi are square, and nobody knows how many.
You are loud.
The cedar teeters on a bench.
Is all just about ever over.
A fine man with coal nostrils.
He was just about ready for this fix.
When April surprised us with mistrust.
Man Monica drowned
in his absence.
And with some remainder of light, of permanency.
Sliding toward day, I feel.
That this is a letter being delivered to you, happily at dusk before night's people.
Wrinkles have shifted the scenery, perhaps dolorously, into death, in the storm.
Tinged future of lying and social regret. Don't stand. I might see you there.
She said, help us.
He countered with a human way. And these are intuitions.
First the cello's rebelled, then a broader breaking out erupted.
Nearer to home, all the girls were paralyzed for a minute. But Jenny Wren came in to release them from the spell.
Tongue had crossed. They ran away, glad for that day.
Until Bruin came home and lay with his big, amazing paws.
On the hooked rug, it was time to go again. Goodbye, Bruin said. I'll see you in the piece of country next door.
Which is exactly what happened. I am the tattered.
Then it was almost time to go fishing again. Here, they paused.
Wondering whether any of them had seen the big flash in the sky.
They decided to go no further. The tree dropped its seeds.
Into the bird bath. Alas, the long haul. For all under this spell.
They'll be ungrown someday, and I'm still here.
To kiss the stair. Never mind, they said.
We'll all be here to cheer you on. And then they didn't mind.
Some had come unconvinced.
Of this daydream in which they were all in tune, Park once said, it smells like ice.
Or night here, another agreed. They looked down on the procession
of sad children, imagining they'd been forgotten about, and one stood in strength.
Untiring, and blew a whistle to the others, sounds for escape.
One said, here in a city repugnant with dust, Pliable's house was on fire.
And nobody knew how to stop it. I'll wager it was arson, Kit said.
And others fervently agreed. He was coming back with a big sack.
On his back, filled with wonder, perhaps. But there was no time to think of roses.
They had all walked for the day. Tonight's
question mark loomed in the agate sky, pointing them toward dewdrops.
And madness. Are you listening, one of them said.
Or just insane. Look, this fully works.
We'll unscrew the pears from the plate and put them back again.
And no one will ever know the difference. So they set to work with a right good will.
Saw and hammer in hand, and little by little the thing took shape.
It was the exact replica of a mess.
Tim had seen in his travels, be it blue.
Or red, I'll have it, Clyde said. Yes, but you must go out.
Into the wind, one said. It's not that easy to see. I'll
wager I see it, he said. In fact, she had achieved her lucky.
10 million visitors are anticipated.
next season. And as for the future, who knows?
What it holds. They let down the bar.
And each traveler was safely enclosed for the night.
It couldn't have been that anyone was coming to have it.
Or fill the barrel of gnome, for which everyone
was thankful
and induced into sleep. But
with a terrifying roar, the house exploded again.
Now let me sink into my minutest crevices.
If ever I give up a latchkey again, yet girls and boys rode
on together, the end was not in sight.
Nor was it a vision yet. Thanks, the cowboy yells are most gratifying.
But all wondered if it wasn't divided
from itself, and if more sleep hadn't built up on the other side.
12. Other dreams.
Judy the petulant watered her flowers.
From a sprinkling can, and the rose curled into bloom.
My message is, it's all right to go on, it said.
Sure enough, daisies and yellow birds paired off in the peace of the moment.
Down into the wrinkle on the other side. You'll see.
So they did what was natural and becoming, and all were satisfied.
And rewarded. And some
shall be excused, and others have to go and wait on the border for it.
If we can believe the poets who wrote all this down many decades ago.
And we should come nearer. It's warmer.
If we want to, only
which seems so far away from us, but alas, is too near.
Almost to count. With that, the hedgerow winked
good-humoredly, and they stand. They stand.
Unimpressed, but interested, perhaps.
Even today, and that's the gist of it.
Dream lover, won't you come to me?
Dream lover, won't you be my darling?
It's not too late, or too early.
Dream lover, won't you kiss me and hold me?
Dream lover, won't you miss me and mold me?
See, it was better that the chickens gulped concrete.
Commas, to be able to rinse backwards.
Otherwise, the dribbling idiots would be blind.
And come to feel transparent.
Dream lover, are you a parent?
I only wish the awful bushel of shins would go away.
My accountant says it's time to harvest the birds.
Where the asphalt beaches tame shrieks, and the byword is love.
Yet more and more blogs are in favor of love.
The tax district can't annul it.
The ivy wants to get strenuous.
The old ladies in the tower dream and curse.
Whoever put them out to pasture with geraniums.
It is too much.
And they tracked the Canadian trappers far into the mist.
It was gone over with a horsehair comb, brisk
in the seasoned twilight, from which others squall.
Daffodils and girls depend. See, it's neat.
Briefly, the dolls rested on the sink.
If the contest was over, nowhere
had not been told so. Time's evening relish.
No autograph sessions, no costume contest.
New creatures fly past, out of the starting gate forever. The pink boomerang returns.
To home base, flutters, settles in the dust.
Our therapist has been with us for 5 years.
Some pretty desolate pairing
has gone on in the interval. None of us are satisfied.
With that, just yet.
Just in time for us. Oh my gosh, that means he's here.
Yes, a majestic crash is heading our way.
You and the girls must learn to prize it.
While the water buffalo behaves, all is asunder.
On the grass, between the chairs, under the apple blossoms.
does this have to do with me?
You'd better water your garden again under the circumstances.
Look at them. So they come down the street.
Forming a parade, Todd, hang dog, we can run away.
At some point, the blue is
materializing, and no one will ever know the outcome anymore.
No, I mean no one will ever know.
The sails they took to get here over fields, marshes.
The salt hay slipping. The season reviving
its forecasts. The sea air is like sludge.
We'll go out and rest in snowbanks while the nightingale tips.
And crumbs fall down an air shaft, disappearing forever from view.
If they have heifers on bars above, this would be
all it is like. And it would be peaceful in time for Mom to go home.
But as it is, we'll have to settle for C. As you
can see, the hands of the oversized clock are at 5:30.
The plastrons will be here soon. I forgot.
They were coming. I have a handkerchief in this sandwich. Oh, give me.
That. You got in the house's corner.
And you're goofy, too. I was only practicing my whale.
Thought the witch. This really is unfortunate.
Same goes for all the centuries we wafted over to get here.
Only to be left for the nurse, far from the nearest hotel in the garage.
On a deck, dipping roguishly into the foam of the sound.
We should all plan to go back there together.
Into the room, and count who's there first. Bye.
I think she's right. Yes, we will.
If a cannonball was your uncle, yikes.
The gentleman said.
13. And some were vortices.
These, wherever the waves grazed, laughing.
Were slower. Then good General Batushin said, it has
come to my attention some of you are not letting your streamers out.
Please bear in mind, streamers must be released from
desire.
Sir, the Landgrave said, we cannot do it. Why? Well, we just can't.
That's all. Then I command you to do it. So the plains re-echoed.
With indecision that day, and it was a day like the first.
I dreamed too much, the touches swirled, and in the gaps in his doublet.
Many live fish pirouetted and stuck.
Now it was Phoebe's turn to complain. Whoever thinks he
can outwit the sun is in for a rude awakening for her parents.
Are always turning up in strangest places.
Such as the top of a bluff or at a pencil fair,
where fountain pens are the color of crayons dipped in the watercolor that was used in the landscape.
We acknowledge it.
Lord, how the running of the teams was acknowledged
that day, for they forgot to drain the swamp.
But in doing so, created a new fire ground
for kids to live on.
And there was talk of acknowledging it since yesterday.
It positively shimmers.
Yet how ephemeral are the repercussions, the finality of branches.
When we come to take our place in the grave,
piddling in the foreground, some in rags,
some in jags, and some in velvet gowns, as the saying.
Like that little old Rhode Island lady no one has talked to since last November.
I break the silence, it shatters my lips, fronds.
Come all over me, I am besotted.
At least twice this year. Who will lock up their numbers? Who knows?
Exactly how much. Valiant shouts.
The most contented among us are aware of that.
You other buggers can go now, even with dense night.
Worrying over us? Or how did you expect us to get out?
Once we got in, or was it a secret for those in the door?
To bottle up within us, you did the right thing.
That's for sure. Now it's time to surrender, or be riven asunder.
garroted, eviscerated by the actual time of the explosions. They had some nerve.
Telling us to come forward at such and such an hour. I'm sure they'll be sorry.
Once they was told about it.
Yes, because this is the season of flares. Farmer Jones will sew a patch on it.
Until we're delivered. Oh, is it like onions then?
Glowworms had appeared at several summers back before the big naked
cloud pushed rudely into the foreground, and they all sank into apathy.
Puzzled by this last evidence of villainy in the ranch.
How strange it all seems lost. How white it was then, page torn from a notebook.
For the end, that doesn't come anymore.
We so enjoyed having salt to sprinkle on the meat.
Until it seemed none of us could be a worker or a welfare recipient.
Cashing in on the last of the alley.
Melinda strums a thigh-bone guitar. The rest are off in the distance.
Daytime drowsiness, dizziness, headache, nausea, stomach upset, vomiting, diarrhea, lightheadedness, muscle.
Aches and dry mouth, name of purpose.
So long as we are in
which might be repaired by Don's unsealing the tips.
Tall buildings, so they sway to and fro.
In time was the maker's rhythm. She had one intention.
But it was too late to use it.
Heightened with a sense of mysterious confusion or completion.
The books in the library give off the odor of display. Are about allegorical whale catching.
Or about the roads each of us takes that cross over each other.
From here until the end, whichever arrives first.
Yes, Shuffles, he and I many times asked ourselves that.
Breaking the theme up
into space.
That the king melts together, driving in his carriage out of the street gates.
Into the taxis of City Hall. Best not to let them guess
what is in your hand. Varmints tell the truth.
You may want to sip later days, which is part of the story. It's an important one.
As is listening to the telegraph
wires, and how we can never listen to nor quite escape the sounds.
It brings us
to this place of feasting. Again, you've
got to be something without grapes.
And no one knows where it can lead to.
The truant officer plays with a doily.
Outside, in the street. Playground noises smear. Playground noise smears the crowd.
Bewitches those who would draw along questions, placating questions of fate.
So that when it's all gone, a lorn dog skin
comes quickly up the path, loping into the light of what was done.
My dears, doesn't it all seem a little suspicious to you that we are here?
Unable to throw the volleyball into the adjoining courtyard?
Fred, the truant officer, smiled and turned sheepishly.
It made less difference now.
Its fluency was less torturing, so he spoke and drifted away.
Out of the girl's thoughts, all but a few of them.
Trevor, his dog, came, half jumping.
The oblique flute sounded its note of resin.
In time, he said, we all go under the flimsy covers
of this great world with spiral distances.
And then we can see, on the other side,
what rascals are up to, what games the malevolent play.
Only then we are distanced and can relax in the great
cradle of Earth's two cents for what it's worth.
And can recline, looking upward to the great here and there,
even as it falls short at our feet.
I'll go you one better, Fred chimed in. Here's a diver.
Let's call her Josephine, who dives and dives further and downward.
All our lives span to the basis of that bridge.
Does that make her any more coquettish than we are? More sure-footed?
No, but then here's what I was going to say.
All along, must we recast ourselves in the image of the ocean floor?
with? Are we not ship-shaped entities? Have we not corollas?
Oh, the moon shines bright on the bird bath.
As on a summer stream, and we pass slowly from view.
Born by the tide's single-mindedness, and come to seem happy.
As birds frolic, words wither, and the contented are at peace again.
Whoa, Trevor responded, these dances of life.
Always pissing and shitting and waking up in the great grapefruit.
As in a trundle bed, breathless following how it goes, leads
to the great here and there.
Let's take my toes, if you insist. What I said.
No one now remembers. Oh, but I do, Josephine said, brightly.
We were talking about thingamabobs and how one sheep's antler
can subdue dispassionate multitudes with its glint.
But is that all that brought us together? What about sex?
Yes, he remembers quietly. We too are part of the line.
Then why have siled against this puzzle wall for miles and miles?
Do you think it can speak to us?
Or are we, as was said of the others, just slush?
Oh, I have an idea, Fred Brown. Now some of you, five at least, must go over in that little shaft.
I'll follow with the tidal waves, and we'll see what happens next.
It was agreed for that day they would separate into two groups.
The lovers and learners, side by side, with the vexed and disinherited.
If only his plan had worked better.
But we must learn to read. And that ain't easy, Trevor summarized.
Oh, for a pen, for a blotter.
For a more regulated environment. Tired, the girls lay down to sleep amid the rocks.
It was just play. They dreamed.
Tomorrow will be another day, and different.
For after taking off from the spring, the squirrels
touch earth again and die. Much that is lovely
may be voiced then, though not exclusively, the man neighbor
pursues a fish, desperate, islands collapse.
And it's all vertigo now on the railroad. Yes, chained
to a post, I might have agreed with that. But now, the bees.
Come, see how fast they come.
Suspecting the glad harbor holds opals for them.
But the wish for truth is denied. A twinkly Christmas tree
rushes over the sand. And whether the scale is practiced for the benefit of many,
or whether it voices a portent for shooting stars to come,
is not known already from that solemn coast.
But you must promise never to remember me, never speak of me,
until we are found at last behind the bathroom door with the broom.
15. Fred began to get chills. It sure was his mission, he averred,
to get everyone out before the avalanche came down.
But he was equally certain the girls' late chatter had dispersed.
The whaling ships to wherever. In tints of plume or lilac, these arrived.
To chase the gloom of our arrival. Now, some of them were still in short pants.
But all that mattered was that they take off their clothes.
In innocence, climbing sleep, and be none too particular.
The chime irritates me. I'll lose the thread.
If I follow it much further, Trevor whispered. And where
should we go for relief? We who have never had any, have never felt.
What it means to go without pain, unless momentarily forgotten.
By the bridge and sunlight's veil, it's because there appears in everything that we missed a
chink in the stair where memory was supposed to reside. Indeed,
she was there until recently. Until this morning, no one could say why she went away.
Why she went away?
You can sign it for leisures that haven't arrived yet.
I was whispering. Where were you?
I know I was close by, but dared not speak. Try surrendering.
But not often. A loved one may be driving home.
Into the forest, and then this, enough to make you wait.
With hunger at a banquet.
The men never learned to love much. There was both hunger and sadness at their feasting.
At their feasting, the rocks swayed over the airstrip, a vein as of sleep re-descend.
The legions braced themselves for one last leap into Thanksgiving. There, where alone signals the Synod's pallid approach, it was a little too unresonant.
Still, they imagined they'd be saved.
All this time, so why take a different top down?
Some all used through the bookshelf. And a yellow wind turned the trailer park to dust.
Strange glyphs seemed to advise one to consign oneself to temporary oblivion.
We were very expressive in words and in feelings. The mastodon broke his chain.
And wanted to be petted, or at least encouraged, and tall movement.
Clambered up this pesky wall, infesting projects with smug, I told you so.
In case any of us were still rattling around inside the dome hut's emptiness.
I like it here, but why should anybody else? It was my spasm that brought this on.
Now I'll sink or swim in it, the latter preferably.
But Damien still reached for Emily's shoelaces.
As the lich gate came unhooked, it was still laughing like a lunatic.
Several hours later, reinforcements arrived at the stockade.
Just as General Forster's nerves were giving out in a thin world,
it was being served to the men in the guise of supper. I'll not swallow this.
But you must, otherwise the story would have an eternity.
And blind sockets gaze at streets of cloud
left. And some of the earth, only some of us are in the
surmised Emily, and that means none of us.
At the present time. Sure enough, Trevor leaped on the horizon,
causing cheerfulness to jumpstart the stubborn little band of marauders. When they awoke,
it's from a dream, only a marauder magician was occupying the place.
And he too pretended not to notice anything was amiss. This was too much for
Lori. She pushed impatiently past the guards on the pretext
of bringing Trevor the bowl and saucer.
Counting up the number of clothespins that lay scattered around the tent.
This marks the moment
when everything must be summed up, or there will no longer be a way past the mercy.
You see, we all thought the ride would be lovely.
And where did the trip? Jaquad. Now we cannot go anywhere.
Having already been everywhere. No, do you
understand how realistic it all is? Bear baiting was considered a privilege.
Then I have one piece of advice for you. Go easy.
On the imperative, for night is coming, at which there will be no bigger.
Sure enough, Suds coursed down the boulder's slate face.
Moonflowers danced, and it was all here and in a jiffy.
The present made up like a dagger, but more tastefully, though not too.
Much so, a raft descended the mill race.
And Lou jumped off at the prearranged moment.
To the astonishment of many, but survived to go on as another day.
We listened to some semi-classical music, and someone got the idea of hooking up
the car's little engine to the plaster sheep on the hill.
The effect was startling. Moths buzzed in the light.
From its extraordinary vibrations, 15 years passed in this way.
On a sandhill, and dreamed this, and gave it to you, and you thanked me solemnly.
But we were not permitted to associate, only to correspond. And you came out.
To me again, and we wished one another good afternoon, and then went away.
Again, to the fog lit in Rachel. Not that we didn't have good reason
to do whatever we did, but the question never came up again.
Where was I? Back in the explorer's cottage, with a thundering sea.
Bathing the rafters. Not sure how many of us were to have gone out tonight.
The path of return your travelers. Some stayed behind, others felt it a reach of dignity.
To have gone. Still others put a good face on it, and were in turn
kissed by blue baths, and the corner caught up on his sleep 40 winks.
That's all they allowed me. And grumbling, he too left the ship.
Wasn't that what the Creator had in mind? That we should all muck about
helplessly for a few minutes and then stand back?
To look at what a small difference we had made merely by observing crusty silence and then speaking up briefly?
Sure as canvas backs are part of nature, we could not have
another way, or brought our chairs back with the laundry spread out, except for you guys. 16. Dolores, you wisteria,
destined to be destined.
Like a lilac, I'm coming on your shoe.
Uncle Margaret was dull. He had tried the various positions.
The tame suburban landscape excited him.
He had met his match.
Dimples replaced the ball and stitched together. Sun burning his way through that flower.
Since Labor Day, hardly any curls were outside.
On the ladies' heads, the ones who sold jelly bean screwdrivers inside.
Uncle Margaret's wren wrench was getting on his nerves just now. Why, I'll wager some of them even wear raccoon coats.
On shopping tours to East Testicle, he thundered. What does showing off prove?
Except to stop it right here and now.
Oh, don't be such a grouch. Dimples hurtled, but then suddenly the plain was awash with
ochre sediment, testaments to the superiority of life overflowed the trap.
All around us were boondoggles and poverty graves.
Which is it to be? Shall I spoil you? A little? Or can we just go back to being peacemakers?
In love and in our time, broken clocks
sound the hour in 40 different cities at once, and in this, I was right.
I told you so, James Warlock said. But in other things, I am less right.
Like wanting to go into town the fast way.
Yes, you surely are right.
Some dream, some things away, others are dragged up in morning's consciousness.
Like breakers from overseas, the shore patrol, ditch diggers far.
And the mostly interesting ephemera of dawn, then a big one.
Then a not so big one, then another one, then quite a small one.
Then another big one, followed by two middle-sized ones.
Are these day struts and stammers
on our headlands, so it seems, half threatening to be off into night?
As all collapses, leaving the players in fearful jeopardy.
But as time goes on, they begin to forget their bruises.
Settling down to the seats of the jalopy of day.
What if someone called back to you
from a distance? What would that sound like? What would you think? Does anyone
care anymore about its being night? We think.
Night is fine and enables one to get over the headaches of day.
And so survive until day returns.
A limpet in his arm, one blue eye poking out from the vellum of his matted hair.
So what is important?
If the universe decides not to challenge us from even breakwaters fall asleep.
Why the old, seminal.
Undertow, that's what. The nor'easter will be out in force tomorrow.
An insane force in an otherwise docile.
Why be about the book? One of us was the truth, and she didn't tell me.
And so they betook themselves to the Carolinas.
Now, he was the daughter or granddaughter of somebody famous.
Folks from miles around knew that, but no one could say what she was up to.
She was far too clever for that. What people wonder, she'd say sometimes.
The dark forest is my kitty. Just feel how soft it is.
Let Chunky Ida have that. Uncle thought. He said nothing.
The tide was still active, one coming in.
As another was going out, as he was thinking about
in his shifts, too positive some days, too blank the next.
And it all did matter somehow, though it didn't seem to.
Compute at any given moment. Pink shrouds fell on the pansy jamboree.
Mocking the circular nature of events, his own kind of back to the beginning.
Free fall. A few pansies got drowned. Yet this was nothing to the terrible
muttering of the distant cavalry, like an express train coming to exhaust itself on shore.
Over and over, the same note was struck. Go back, this is a place too far.
In any case, you ought to reconsider the things you got there.
Teeming with sandalwood and bees. You think you know it,
but you don't. There are inner coasts to be discovered, sat on.
Whittled to a point more dangerous than Father Time's chicken.
If you but knew, in the minute
before the terrible tide turns, there's time enough to go back.
If you are engaged, shoes slushy with sand.
Go, do as I say.
Uncle Bert chided with ends and Mr.
McPlaster's side, and they stretched away into the hyacinth distance. Meek enough.
Or so it was thought for the time being. Then everything began to explode.
In a geyser of impatience that crested over the nearest cloud sprouts.
Now that's funny.
He was here only a moment ago. I saw him go up and out. The flies
on the flypaper said they hadn't seen him. Birds whistled unconsciously.
And a shadow bulge in the grass that could have been almost anything.
Except the two principal survivors who were nowhere to be found.
On a fine day, with a red nail on standing near, as always, if you know what I mean.
This is where we break for lunch.
Those who want to go back to the base camp can do so, I swear.
I've never seen a more ornery bunch, no civic money.
At heart, I suppose, but there's a great gap between their intentions.
And the harvest moon that seems to belie mediocre aspirations.
Even as it secretly promotes them, waxes as it wanes.
Into delirium tremens and other missed opportunities.
Too numerous to scramble for in disbelief's fomented ocean.
Oh my, there were a lot of them.
Yeah, and some of them had names, and these were brought to the front of the group.
With Ida, you see maybe their leaders.
Roll back this pokey late morning sense of being extra.
She was begged. Bring us all to your birch tree.
XZ-111. After a few rounds of this, the leader fell silent.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Arrest the perpetrators?
What would we have seen?
Ida and the rest imaged the tambourine. They were never to start.
In fact, as they got older, Watts reminded them continually
of their delicate condition. They never amounted to much.
And were called up for screening. Well, sir, sure as your nose.
They were caught out in the street stands.
100 miles from home, decimated.
You see, the mouse was in between the papers.
There was a limit to what any fool could do.
Our faces were white and clean. We wept for the visions.
That is earth. And an autumn comes to follow us.
With new, rich, more mature colors. Just as the sun is going down.
Down and down for the last time. Night did not recognize us.
Or our plains. For the night season is good.
For all in summer, the children especially. Plays a game each other.
In the utopian schemes, there was nothing left. Some resolutions?
Perhaps. Maybe a little freedom for play. That was all right.
The time was up, which was the same as if there was no way.
No new situation to turtle at, no lava.
On the red earth's rim, which is running down to meet the land and the sea.
In a way that deviates. Oh, say, is there any more?
Truly, do we have something? No.
There were no two ways to have it. All came undone.
From Brigitte's shorts. And this was supposed to be the way home.
Even. But not anything mattered anymore. Not even to the shirts.
Some children wore them out of sight until the last tide destroys it.
The empty of the age sweeps over us, tidying us into bits of darkness.
Then men shall understand and forgive their promises
to those who had forgotten them. Lauding all future dust storms.
As long as the king will stay alive, very.
Bird feeders introduced a new element of sashay.
Nobody picked up on it, and the direction all were taking was done to death.
Most slovenly. Were the girls' shorts.
And then, only a minus sign stood.
So the bad angels went away, and other creatures returned.
Did you read the book I was telling you about? It concerns puberty. Do you suffer, child? That is fundamentally inaccurate.
Your talents are warehouse now. In another time, they would spring forth.
If the red begins to spring, prepare to do battle what you have.
In a tender meridian, their phalanxes would cripple the overseers, bog.
The guides would unleash their elastic dreams.
So much sorrow.
There's a train run on some days. We, quite a lot of us, admire this display, and could feel the valley's separateness and shortcomings when it came time to return.
The scene, Dennis was numb with fear.
His velvet tread was steadfast on the stairs. The fall had occurred.
To someone nice this time, officer. tatters of milk on the stone.
Preserve us from horseradish.
But if the saints won't let us in, blast us.
And neither of the Devotees, for that will be where they come back to the trees, hide your notes.
See, they need to have a storyline. Sexy, so it appears.
Seven colors are demanded. We should have put aside our differences.
We are refractive. They never learn to drive.
They never slide much.
These days.
With the cartwheel hats and all the underachievers.
It's a big scare. The Lollipop Mountains are an entertainment mogul.
She said, but they are underwaters when the balls came from the
fed
that
children were
started.
We all did raise up something coherent.
Then it was all over.
The ball juice had expired.
The ball juice had expired.
In the lobby, as though something were promised me that came out by the antechamber.
Poked around, went back in.
Slush and feathers. The hippo trod on a pine needle. They all sank back into relief.
Everywhere you go, something is relief.
In fat disappointment, tears to rain. Somebody is coming with me anyway.
Alone.
19. He complicated everything by dying. He wouldn't hear
of it. Fate was two valleys away. Wind slithered over the sandbar. Two women caught.
From Newtown, more elaborate buildings betoken slight adjustments.
In the retinue of the living underground, aphasia leaked.
A sprinkle of diamond confetti over confused lands and places.
The places we had ignored when we went through them the last time, when you were there for me.
I pointed the ladder to the ceiling.
It seemed we could join them.
The pre-Columbian bats were in ferment just at that period.
The ladder shrinks in living water.
Whereas in your time, the fiction you would otherwise be with him
stays and stays, and finally comes to seem permanent.
All along, it was almost 20 to 6.
They chirp, slim weasels stroll behind the cheek.
The oxymoron got his rocks off. There was hell to pay, but pay it they did.
After which the streets absorbed the laughter and lust that had been the morning.
The virtual round resume. Tell me, can you tell it any different? Very common. I know the highlights are yours.
Now the witness's lessons will come.
But fences are down, and we can travel where it was never supposed.
Anyone can go to highlands of the spirit that refresh and punish.
The blame we were supposed to ingest until they battle us.
A ton of bread is supplied and never ends in the great nation.
As long as we citizens still stomp the earth, favor it with our occasional
attention, and pull up stakes each night, but I'm not too sure what boils at the center of the earth.
Love for love, what you say. We must isolate the moment.
From its compares, look behind you.
And if possible, draw the appropriate conclusions from its appearance of unease.
While the nurses are still on the ground, the fat clock ticks. It's time to repair.
To the orchard, or just to repair.
When it was all over, a sheep emerged inside the house.
A cheer went up, for it was recognized that these are lousy times.
To be living in, yet we do live in them.
We are.
And 7 times 7 ages later, still is true in appearances.
Festive, eternal, misconstrued. Does anyone still want to play?
It was only inevitable, after all.
What shoes they have to the lady gold, prudence, London, spelling bee, and with commoners to
Harry wanted to believe. Prodding succeeds, so does popularity. Pierre thought it might too.
Loch Navarre believed, all systems became taught. This is only what they did do.
They danced and became meaningful to each other. It was Cosmic Time.
Tasting the river. This was a mutual admiration society.
Why not? We were, after all, going to pull our town out of the encampment. The crowd similarities
twinkled. Coming back to our doorstep, it was in the vegetables' vocabulary.
And nobody had noticed. Nobody, that is, except Swan.
Anyway, whatever shoots the mark has a love for waterfall.
Each gemstone blooms out of corruption, and something is different.
But if that is the case, who knows it? Bookcases wouldn't give you the time of day.
Time wasted in beehives is about right. An extraneous marines.
Coming from the kitchen to be all over the map of the United States.
And Canada, whose states are affectionately known as provinces.
Aye, to be brought up in the provinces equals an old Dodge for DeSoto.
And who's coming back to get us after all? Looks lonesome.
I mean, where's the energy you want to strike?
Come, it's Silver Children, the unbearable lifetime.
Has gone under the hill to bide its time. Centuries shall pass away this way.
When we wake up, it will be over. The motor will have started up.
And peas have been planted in Wyoming. Time wraps us again. It's terrible for a little while. And then it appears more than more less of this.
In its way, when time broke off,
discussions. They were shunted to Sheboygan. Some mystery wolf came to the appointment.
Instead, there were further negotiations. A child lay dying. There was more other.
To be exact, the whistle of charged doom, its impact.
It's tremendous. Light exploded all over the ball field. The nails were there.
Of the sun, brooding, help! It looks more doctrinaire than we can handle, I mean.
It goes on and on, not just changing in the fire.
From the other bathroom, kids came over it. It wasn't right to put the blame on it.
Can you see? It should have gotten by, it should have gotten by, all right, but it didn't. That's what hopeless
is all about. Where I come from, oh, you shan't, shall you shut up the dish over.
What I am doing is all broke out, the cattails.
Again, more azaleas, trees of cord, then lurch for crying out loud.
And more of the same, ideal limits, the big spanking, all your jewels up, it seems the only way.
Who am I to be horsing around? You are someone. Rats, a tan umbrella.
Coast engine.
Weary, the dogs froze off the game.
It was just windy.
It was like everywhere. It was just average.
But more and more people come to you, you know.
What they say. And you know it's the deals.
Many were the whispers.
And many the salvage operations bent on rejecting them.
If you have some ointment, it would be good to use it.
Now. Otherwise, the opportunity will never again present itself.
I know you mean
Hopeful was starting to tell one of his stories again, but smiles at different
experience. Hopeful silently abetted him. He knew the old boy was feeling his oats.
Which was fine with him. As he turned suddenly good. Talkative he woke so.
And so he wanted to. Then his father-in-law blew up. The overall boy, fishing poles in hands,
charged into neater regions.
Susie never thought she'd see the day when so much surplus was at stake.
And she alone, outdoors, waiting to produce his red bicycle.
For what seemed like ages, he explained that it was a routine assassination.
That was what had delayed him. Crestfallen, Susie hardly dared look up.
Into the eyes of her man, a breeze was blowing. It was snowing. The droplets made diagonal streaks in the air.
Where pterodactyls are going. It was time for an exodus of sorts.
Paul picked up the legend.
Where it had broken off? No.
Blame accrues to those who were left behind, unless happily they were climbing
the wall to get a better view. In which case, the next to last.
Must pay a tribute, and so on. It can be anything, old money.
A calico scarf. Whatever has soiled the hand of the donor by stain.
To wear out its welcome, in time it will shrivel.
What is it to imagine something you have forgotten once? Is it?
Invented, or more of a restoration from ancient mounds that were probably there.
You that can tell all, tell this.
At first, Talkative was reluctant to speak. Then the words fell.
Like string rains from his lips.
No two dancers in step, and a bright, really bright light exploded.
Above the barn, the horse wanders away.
And is abruptly inducted into the carousel.
Eyes flying, mane, steer. There is no end to the
dance. Even death tails in comparison. And at the same time, the horse is
take into account the likelihood of the moments behaving badly, the eventual cost.
Turn aside in terms of dignity, compromised integrity, false princesses.
Except, sure, no one knew them. They too seemed not to know their names.
In what region, wondered intimately, then the whole flock took off.
Like a shout, leaving the beleaguered ground to fend for itself.
There were picture books at that time.
And dreams woven in and out of them. But one was not to notice.
Only to go on behaving. And at the end, when everything was added up,
we probably owe them a penny. It's enough to make you weep.
But skies are gilded and armored. We shall put a brave face
on it for a time. Then school will be over and sublime rest.
Clothed in honey poured flasks like a prodigious perfume.
Or sleep, potent but dangerous brew.
A new assignment, then we can get out of hock.
Redeem Daddy's dear old coupons. He broke off, not wanting to disturb.
The others, who had in fact ceased to hear, so monotonous.
Was the noise of his voice, like rain that flails the spears of vetch.
In Maytime, to reap a tiny investment.
So we faced the new day.
Like a pilgrim who sees the end of his journey before forever.
Who could predict where we would be led? To what?
Extremes of aloneness. Yet the horizon is civil.
A struggle ensued and the driver fell out of the vehicle.
And what did the old lady do then?
She gave them some broth without any bread. And
all are like soup.
So if it pleases you to come.
Out, the all the way is by pleasure, steward, hobnagle.
Who was with young Topless? It seemed then an abyss was forming.
A new set of lagoons, more than look past it.
One cannot for more.
And that is the madness.
So have I heard it said in old kingdoms, it said.
Larkspur towering over miniature turrets. The bandolier was shot to hell.
The slough
looked closed,
so.
If you are in the market so steeple, I commend this one.
Rigorously. It was not given to human divination to exhume it.
Like the common, but to pause briefly, the blind
man's praise will cook itself to giant power.
Over the moon, mountains between these corners, shrimp blew away.
To be fecund elsewhere, next year.
In time, it will be your censura too, but we mustn't.
Think of that. We caregivers especially, we must forget.
While others will live, peer into circles of living embroidery, the geese
will jump for you again anon. Then it's no business. They close.
The place, the food court, they all
have gone away. It's restful and mighty as my heart.
To the storm. Yet the letter
of the law is obeyed, and sometimes the spirit.
And forgotten tales of the seekers. Oh, who were they?
Mary, and
Jesus.
No, who were they?
Do have as their mantle on the sun.
And we shall never reach land.
Before dark, yet who knows what devises them?
To
see
the man. And then, if it's bright, the defining pallor of their day.
Is this tension? We were cautioned once. Oh, not to venture out.
Yet I'd offer this much, this leaf to thee.
Somewhere, darkness churns and answers are riveting.
Taking on a fresh look, a twist. A carousel is burning. The wine.